Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm going to need your help on this one, buddy boy, because the Morning Boys had Kings of the North host Doug Lemarice on this morning to talk about the college football playoffs when Ken Carmen volleyed this shot my way.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that a Rice offensive lineman is good enough to play for Ohio State? Where did Mike Bloomgren come from? Oh, that's right. Okay. Champions pose, baby. Champions pose.
The argument,
play it for the afternoon show. Play it for one of the former hosts of the Sons of the Shoe. Play it for them.
I'm old enough to remember 2 weeks ago when Ken Carmen proclaimed he wasn't going to punch down at us anymore. Man, anyways, explain this shot to me, please.
No, I can't. Also, wasn't Ohio State's offensive line, not good?
Yeah. That's a really good point. Is it because I said yesterday...
So wouldn't that mean that the Rice to Ohio State thing couldn't work, so why would the Rice to the NFL thing work?
That's a good point. Is it because I didn't say Mike Bloomgren was the greatest hire since Bill Callahan?
They had some narrative this morning that we like just poo-pooed the whole entire thing all day long. I think we just kind of looked at it like we don't know Mike Bloomgren from Adam, and we're just... It just is what it is.
All right. Well, I mean, Ken does work for the Browns. You know, got to pay the bills.
Come on. Be nice.
I know. I'm just saying, like...
Be nice.
By the way, we don't have to like every assistant they hire. Like, do you hear they got Swiggly McGurley on the quality control? Can you believe it?
I like Swiggly, and you know that.
I mean, he comes from Upper Bratislava, and they put out the best quality control coaches. You know what? Ken, best O-line hire I've heard of this year in the NFL. Of 2025, Mike Bloomgren, Bloom Diddler as he's known, is
only
the best hire.
Only by you, the only one that calls him the Bloom Diddler.
No, I'm serious about this. Guys, his first name's Mike. He's got an MBA.
Hold on, you can't rip Chets and people that are named Chets and then turn around and make it about the name.
Mike is a traditional name.
No, I know. Never mind.
I'm understanding exactly. Chet, I think you're underestimating how bad of a name Chet is. Apologies to all the Chets out there. In the NBA specifically. Sorry, Ken. I'll make sure to kiss the Browns' ass for you next week.
Omaha!
I have a new idea for the Browns. Let's stay with the Browns for a second. So Tom Telesco gets fired today. Why not Telesco as a consultant for the Browns?
Yeah!
Why not? Think about it. You said yeah that way as if it was sarcastic, but Telesco drafted Brock Bowers. He spent 1 year with the Raiders, right? Bowers himself is, that's worth the price of admission, the way that he's been. But while with the Chargers, he was also the guy that drafted Justin Herbert. And Telesco had 17 Pro Bowlers in his time with the Chargers. The man knows what he's doing around a draft. The Browns don't know what they're doing around a draft. We're big on bringing in these consultants. Telesco to the Browns.
He's better than Ryan Grigson, who, by the way, is now getting run as a potential GM candidate because of Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and the job he's done in Minnesota. So that's strike one. So he's better than Ryan Grigson. And it, at least tell me he's doing something. Now, can you promise they'll listen to him?
No.
Because in fact, if Tom
he might
comes
give out
in,
really good ideas and would be the most proven person in that room, and they still might just ignore him and treat him like the trash can.
All right, guys, I think we got to take Mason Graham. We've traded down to six here. We've gotten the future first.
Although, listen, they Mike Hall was apparently drafted because Mike Vrabel loved him so much.
Man, we're going to get a lot of mileage out of that, aren't we?
I am.
I mean, I just mean like, but we're going to reference that a lot because in a way,
I will.
We're going to start weaponizing that against Andrew Berry at some point, right?
I mean, I think they want us to already start doing that in many ways, if we're being honest. But that showed a willingness to listen in their collaborative efforts.
All right.
Telesco to the Browns in a consulting role. Who says no?
I don't hate it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. It's still better than Paul DePodesta making
I'd
any draft.
He'd be the best football mind in that building the moment he enters that building.
A new name has entered the NFL coaching carousel. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell is expected to interview in Chicago in New York. It's the first time in a while I can remember him actually getting interviews. I want to say there was like a peak like 3 years ago.
He was the name.
Where he was the name. Actually, this is
for college stuff, though.
Probably closer to like 5 years ago, because remember that was the name that everybody hinted to with Dorsey. Will there be another raise for Matt Campbell, or do you think he's really, truly interested in the NFL?
I don't think he's interested in the NFL, but I also don't know how long do you hang out at Iowa State for?
Yeah, I think... Okay, one way you
They just got waxed by Arizona State in their bowl game.
One way you could construe this is that Matt knows that he has hit a peak
Scattaboo
in Ames.
Still might be running.
So I kind of like that. Here's the thing, and I'm too close to this because he's a lot like Matt Rhule. Like, he's a program builder. Matt Rhule had coached in the NFL for one season as like an assistant O-line coach. I don't think Matt Campbell's ever coached in the NFL. And he's kind of a guy that's like, for him to succeed, you have to buy into his college culture.
Yeah.
And that's a big ask to then adapt that to the NFL. And I'm not saying he couldn't do it. I'm just saying that my big stay away continues to be if they don't have requisite NFL locker room experience, it's so much more of a risk than if somebody goes, does the Pete Carroll head coach twice in the NFL, then to USC, then back again.
Omaha! Let's stay with the Bears in this hiring cycle. Manuel Acho on Fox Sports 1, and this is going to be a bigger conversation. Well, we're trying to figure out whether or not Caleb Williams should have a say in the coaching hire, and whether or not, like, for instance, if he likes someone like Campbell, he gets to say, that's my guy. Here's Emmanuel Acho.
He has to have a say. I don't even necessarily know that I want him to, but he has to. NFL organizations, their success, it comes down to the relationship between the head coach and the quarterback, period. Ask Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. Ask Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence. Ask Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz. Mm. It all comes down to the relationship between the head coach and the quarterback. At minimum, there has to be a mutual level of respect there, if not some level of understanding and friendship. So if you hire a head coach that Caleb does not get along with, you're just going to sink the franchise for the next 2 to 3 years because Caleb will not get along with that head coach. I don't even know that I agree with what I'm saying, but I do know that that's the only way it can go shady. Yeah. He has to have a say because that relationship has to be strong.
I heard better sales pitches before.
That was the worst argument I've ever heard once he got to the heat.
By the way,
I don't even know if I believe what I'm saying, but here's
why I'm
saying it.
The premise isn't good. The premise isn't good, and then you go into you have to qualify it yourself. It's probably DOA.
It's an interesting premise. Like, should he have a say in it? Now, I would say the only argument against him having a say or having a discussion with Caleb and saying, who do you like, is that if you come to Caleb and say, hey, who do you think we should pick, and then you ignore what Caleb wants, that might backfire on you.
I just think, like, in all reality, Caleb hasn't earned that. Like, there are quarterbacks, I think, in the NFL have earned the right to call their shot. Mahomes, absolutely. Josh Allen, absolutely. Caleb Williams had one rocky season in Chicago where he showed a lot of potential but didn't really bring it home for the Bears. And by the way, the big knock on it.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
him is he might still be super immature. So like, hey, immature guy, tell me what a leader looks like. I don't know that we're going to do that. That feels a little galaxy brain from Emmanuel Acho there.
Omaha!
All right, I got to bring this up. Ness and I had the rare couples night a weekend ago, and we decided to try a new restaurant in Sharon, which is in between Wadsworth in Medina. The food was great, by the way. The service was amazing. The atmosphere was awesome. But one issue, It was self-seating. And it's more of a bar than it is a full, like, sit-down family restaurant.
Do you place your own order, too, or no?
No.
You just sit down wherever you want.
Yeah, but okay. But it was a nightmare.
Because I once ate at a Shula's at an airport in Florida where you had to go and like pick up your own food and everything. It was weird.
So what happened is because there wasn't a big waiting room or like an area for everybody was just like everybody was scouting for spots. So it was going to be whoever got to it first. It stressed me out to no end. I hated every second of it. Is self-seating enough at a restaurant enough to make you not want to go back there? Because I will be honest with you, it's the first thing I think about when I think of that awesome restaurant, not the awesome food, amazing service, or anything else.
When you go to like a fast food restaurant, do you never eat inside?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but
same thing, right? No?
Oh, no. No, because you have to order the food first. So you order the food first, so there's an order of operations.
Okay, so the difference here is that you're choosing your own server, basically. Is that the difference for you?
No, it's that there weren't a lot of spots. It was so packed that there was like one spot, and literally, so Ness and I had been there. Everybody in this scenario knows that we had been there first, and we were walking around, a couple jumped the line.
Well, they knew you were going to take a good spot.
Because it was our spot. It's not about who gets there first. There is an order of operations. We're in a civilization, right?
Well, hold on now. I need to flesh this out.
Just because you're closer to it.
And I'm sorry, I'm not understanding it 100%.
This is duck, duck, goose.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're closer and maybe faster.
Yeah, like you don't get to do a scouting operation and then like they have to hold off and wait for you to choose whichever one you want.
No, there was one spot. And they jumped the line. There's only one spot. It was loaded.
Why didn't you beeline to the spot?
I'm 350 pounds. Who do you think I am?
Did they go around you to get to the spot?
No, but they clearly, there was eye contact, and they went for it.
I mean, it's clearly rude on their behalf. I'm not gonna try to dress it up any other. It's clearly rude on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should have beelined right for it, though.
We started to, and they got there quicker. It was a whole thing. I'm still...
Well, what'd you say?
Well, I'm going to say, get the hell out of my seat. That's a little blacktop bully.
You
for
established
me.
Yourself. You're 300 pounds.
You can
easily go up to him.
I'm not a public menace.
Listen, I'm the known
get lost pipsqueak.
I'm the known non-confrontational person on the show. So like I'm not gonna. But even in that scenario, I might be like, hey, you clearly saw us come in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna sit there and wait until another seat opens.
So you're saying I should have just been like. Hey, I'm sorry.
If it was that
established,
if it was that established that like clearly I was first in the door and there's an order of operations here and there's only one seat and I, for whatever reason I wasn't quick enough, but you tried to hop in there they got to know better.
I think Vanessa, if I had gone up to that person and said, "Hey guys, we were here first and I'm going to need you to hit the bricks," I think Vanessa would have left. And maybe left me in general.
Oh yeah, we married two different people. My wife would be the one actually going up to the table and being this is not how this works.
I basically married you on that front. I should say on that front.
Omaha.
All right, Micah Parsons has a podcast, says a lot of things, and I don't even know. He might do the Emmanuel Acho, which I don't even know if I believe what I'm saying right now. As he says this, here we go.
For the people that kept believing, because we're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy. Yes, it's big goals, but I'm telling y'all right now, it's holding the trophy. I'm saying my prayers out loud. I'm saying my goals out loud so y'all can hear them. You know, we're going to be holding a trophy up next year, point blank period.
Micah buying into the Cowboys in a quick turnaround. And by the way, I mean, it seems like Mike McCarthy is going to be back next year, which I'm shocked by. But that's what it's trended to, and that's what it looks like it's going to be.
I will tell you, this is not too far off Jameis Winston praying to be delivered by from pick sixes.
Oh, he's just trying to put it out into the existence?
Yeah. By the way, Micah, other guys also pray to win the Super Bowl. So I'm letting you know.
You think he's got a dream board at his house? I feel like Micah Parsons is the type with a dream board.
Is there
board.
A difference between a dream board and a vision board?
Same thing.
Okay. All right. Then
Both started by Oprah in the 90s.
No,
who are we
actually,
kidding?
So vision boards, dream boards, those take work and effort. This dude's
podcast version of a dream board.
This dude thinks, like, I'm just going to do everything else I did, but this year I'm going to throw out one out to the good Lord. And he thinks that's going to, like, Mike, a lot of people pray to win a Super Bowl. I pray to win the lottery. The problem is I'm praying the same prayer that like 8 billion other people have. At some point, God's just got to make a decision and roll with it.
Well, yeah,
right?
The only logic behind any of that that I always disagree with is the idea that, like, then that clearly shows that God favors Michael Parsons over everyone else that prays for it, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So, like, if you won the lottery, that would be, I mean, that would be, well, geez, God answered my prayer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I want. And not other people's prayer. Yeah.
I mean,
that should be it. I should be like, God, I'd like to win the lottery.
Thank you for the blessings. No, this is how LeBron ends up with Chosen One tattooed on his back.
Can you also ignore everybody else's lottery request?
That's what it is.
Man,
you gotta
thank you, Micah
Parsons.
You got to
cancel out other people's prayers.
Yeah, now we're cooking with gas here.
It might be a one-for-one, though. It might take you a while.
That's okay. If I just keep, again, I'm a volume shooter when it comes to prayer. Bill Ryder tells us whether the Thunder win has made him reconsider his Cavs stance next on 92.3 The Fan.